You're listening to Talk of the Rock. And we're starting off with some talk about the torch run that's coming up, which has to do with Special Olympics. And our guest will explain that a little bit more in a few seconds. And then we very well may be doing some fundraising. And I'm sure you're very familiar with how that sounds by now. We are in the middle of our fund drive and trying to fundraise for KMXT Public Radio. We are a nonprofit, and we do rely on you guys to keep us going and to keep content like this on the airwaves and getting to you every morning and every afternoon, every evening. So call us if you want to help keep that going and tune in just a few minutes, or stay tuned in for some more fundraising. And we have a couple of guests here with us today. In fact, three, not just a couple. We have three guests in the room with me today. A couple of representatives from KPD. And then we have our man from the mirror right here.
Yes. Derek Clarkston, my mic's not on.
There
we
go. Mic's not on, but now it is.
It is on now. Thanks. So, I run into the same problem on Saturdays. I forget to turn on the mics, and my guests are just talking.
Oh, I just got so overexcited by my own voice. So I just was like, oh, the rest of them, the guests, they don't really need to be on mic.
It happens.
I can speak for you all. But Derek, why don't you go ahead and explain how you are involved in Special Olympics?
Of course. I got involved in the Special Olympics probably, I'm going to say 3 years ago, as a partner in bowling, and just started that. I always wanted to be a partner in bowling, but practices are always on Sundays, and of course Sundays are meant for football. But I gave that up and decided to join Special Olympics as a partner, and have been bowling ever since then, and recently just been on the board. Helping out with the Special Olympic board, since we're kind of in a transition period where Dan Canavan, the longtime area director, has kind of stepped away for family reasons. And so just kind of transitioning into a new Special Olympics here in Kodiak.
Yeah. And so bowling is one sport that Special Olympics offers, right? Are there?
Yeah, there's several sports here in Kodiak. Golf, unified bocce, bowling. Floor hockey, unified floor hockey, used to be huge here. In fact, I believe 2001 we won the world championship, won the gold medal when the World Games was hosted in Anchorage. And would love to start that back up. And, of course, unified basketball, which was another sport that was booming back in the day, and hoping to revive that as well.
Okay, so for people who may not be familiar with how Special Olympics works, can you explain the concept of unified sports?
So unified sports is when someone without a normal person, I guess, without disabilities, pairs up with a person with disabilities, and they compete together at the same level.
Okay, and so how do you get involved in something like that?
You just show up.
You have to be good at sports?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
No. Take anybody, you know. We don't turn away volunteers, so... just contact Special Olympics here in Kodiak. I do not have the phone number with me. So contact somebody with Special Olympics.
Okay.
And you can just show up and take part. And a good way to get started is with this torch run coming up. And these guys right here.
Oh, yes, we have others in the
room. Can dive into the torch run.
I've mic'd them up, so you will be able to hear them when they introduce themselves. Why don't you guys go ahead and say who you're representing today?
I'm DJ Klumpner. I'm with the Kodiak Police Department.
And I'm Shane Parker with the Kodiak Police Department.
Okay. All right, so could you guys explain how KPD is involved in the torch run?
The torch run is something that law enforcement, it was started in 1983 in Wichita, Kansas. A police chief there came up with the idea on his own, and it kind of caught on. And about 10 years later, he introduced it to the IACP, which is the International Association of Chiefs of Police, and they thought, this is a great idea, it's a great community involvement, it's a great cause, and they adopted it, and it's been nationwide and has since gone worldwide. This torch run will be happening all over the world during the month of May. And since 1983, the torch run has raised a total of over $600 million for Special Olympics.
And so the torch run, is that raising money to go to the local branch, or is that statewide?
This one goes, I believe it goes to the local branch.
Yes, everything raised in Kodiak stays in Kodiak. So this is happening across 15 communities in Alaska at the same time. So on May 19th at 10 a.m., there'll be a race in Homer, there'll be a race in Juneau, Anchorage, Fairbanks, so all over the state. Everything starts at 10 a.m.
And so does this 10 a.m. run involve a torch, or is there fire involved?
Yes, there is. Hopefully there we is. Can keep it lit. We do have an official torch that we light, and basically it's pretty heavy, so we have several different people hand it off during the course of the race. But it's kind of an honor to be the front and carry the torch.
Are you carrying the torch?
I am organizing it, and due to my knees, I will not be running it. But.
Okay.
Do the athletes carry the torch?
Anybody can carry the torch that shows up.
I'm always busy during the torch runs, so I've never actually been
a part
of it.
Well, if you show up, Derek, we can get you the torch. I'll make sure of it.
Can yes. I carry the torch?
If you can, we'll make sure you get the torch.
Yes. All right. I will carry the live fire at the front of this group of people. It'll be very. That'll work out well. And so, what does this run look like? How long is it? Can you walk it?
Yes. And every year we have there's basically two groups of people, the folks that come to run it, and then the groups that just come along maybe with their family, their pets or whatever, and they just want to walk it. And this year we're changing the route a little bit to make it a little more interesting than just going on down Mill Bay or something. We're going to be starting at Wells Fargo and going up to Reznov and across Near Island Bridge down to almost to where they park the float planes or where the fence is, and then turn around and come back, ending at the high school. And at the high school, we'll have barbecues set up, and we'll have hot dogs and hamburgers and water and stuff like that.
Okay. And how many times have you organized this? Are you a veteran of organizing this?
I believe this is my fifth year.
Wow, okay.
And that's why I have Officer Parker here, because this
you're
is
the newbie.
First year.
Taking over, yep.
Oh, you are taking over.
Yep.
Really?
This will be my first year actively participating in it as well. So I'll be actually running the torch run with the Special Olympians and with anybody else from the community that wants to come out and join.
Lieutenant Klumpner, are you handing over the torch to him?
I guess symbolically, yes, we are.
That is correct.
Are you not involved next year?
I'll still be involved, yes.
Okay, but you're taking the lead
He's taking the lead.
Oh, okay. What kind of training does that involve for the next person who's doing this?
We're doing it right now.
Oh, this is it. Training with the
yep.
media.
Strong mentorship.
Okay, good.
We'll just get him out and have him help organize it and run it this year, and he'll be fine to go next year.
Okay. Have either of you done Special Olympics with volunteering or anything?
No. My first time. I've only been in Kodiak for a year now.
Mm-hmm.
So I participated... and learned a little bit last year with the torch run. So I'm very excited to actually be more involved this year and be able to participate as well.
Right.
Some of the Special Olympians are also Hope Cottages, and we, myself and Officer Parker, have gone fishing with them usually in the spring and early summer, and another couple officers usually go on their annual hunting trip too. So we do have some involvement year round.
Okay, cool. So Derek,
would you like some numbers?
Yes.
From last season, or not last season, last year's torch run here in Kodiak.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so last year's torch run in Kodiak raised $1,300, had nine participants, nine runners. Of course, we want that number to go way up, especially since Kodiak is a running town. There seems to be a 5K every month or every week. So love to see more participants out involved in this. I think the goal was set for 50 runners. So from 9 to 50, that's a big jump, but I think Kodiak can do it. The statewide goal is $150,000 raised for this event. People can pledge online. They can go to SpecialOlympicsAlaska.org, and there's a link online, and that's kind of where we want people to pledge. It's called we use the First Giving website, and there's a lot of benefits from doing that. I don't know all the benefits in front of me. I'm just told there is.
So, and you're a volunteer of Special Olympics, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So what do you find to be the biggest benefit for you? What do you find the most rewarding?
Well, I'm a very competitive person, and being with these Special Olympic athletes I've toned it down a bit because, you know, they enjoy the sport. They just enjoy being out there. And I think that's what I've taken from it. I've kind of relaxed a little bit. Still competitive, and these athletes are very competitive. They want to win gold medals, but they have fun doing it, and that's what I enjoy about it is just the fun.
Living in the moment.
Of course. Yeah. Yes.
How many years have you been involved?
3. I said that at the beginning of the show.
Oh. All right. Well, 3 years.
Yes, 3 years. I had another thing. I had another number here, but I can't seem to find it. Another thing that's interesting with the Kodiak Torch Run, we are going to, in conjunction with that, we're going to have a celebration of life for Jim Bellamasi. He was the Special Olympic Alaska COO and president. He died recently, and he got his start right here in Kodiak back in the 80s. So that'll happen on May 20th at Old Rivers Inn.
Oh, which is open now.
It is open. Yes, it's a long drive.
Yeah, but it's nice. Maybe not today, but...
No, not today, but maybe on May 20th.
So, over the 3 years that you've been volunteering with Special Olympics, do you feel like, have you tried out any other sports, or is it mostly...
I've just done bowling.
Okay.
I'm busy. Bowling is the perfect time of the season for me because it starts in August and ends in around Thanksgiving with the state tournament. We all go to Anchorage and bowl at the state level. But that's the only thing I've been able to participate in. I'd love to be involved in golf. That happens during the summer, and I coach baseball during the summer. So, yeah, bowling it is.
All right. And so you also, your job is also kind of sports-oriented.
I would say so, yes.
A little bit. Okay.
Why don't you
describe what it is that you do at the Mirror?
So I am the sole sports person at the Kodiak Daily Mirror, the sole sports department. I cover, Kodiak High School sports and any area sports that happen, like today's paper, Earth Day Triathlon, happened over the weekend, and that's in today's paper. But, I mostly focus on high school sports, and I do cover Special Olympics as well.
So, yeah, what is happening in the sports scene right now in Kodiak?
Oh, everything. This is a busy time of the year. So right now, Kodiak High School has baseball, softball, track, girls soccer, and boys soccer going on. So 5 teams, and the Kodiak High School baseball just completed its own Rex Edward Matatia Invitational Tournament. 6 teams were down here, competed against Kodiak in a 4-day tournament. Kodiak went 3-1, played a very good South Anchorage team. South Anchorage is like the measuring stick when it comes to high school baseball here. Kodiak lost 5-3. Held the lead going into the 7th inning and just couldn't hold on to it. But a great showing from the Kodiak High School Bears. And they hit the road. They have a 3-game trip starting Wednesday on the mainland in the Matsu Valley.
Oh, very cool. And Kodiak has an impressive collection of sports teams, including the swim team, which I've mm-hmm. heard a lot about.
Yes.
Is that something you cover too, the swim team?
Yes, I do. Yeah, that happens during the fall. Swimming is John Lindquist, who recently retired, built a phenomenal program. Several state champions, several kids who went off to swim in college. One of the premier swimming programs in the state of Alaska is Kodiak High School, along with the Marcus Dunbar's cross country and track and field teams. Right up there, those two are phenomenal. Produced tons of state hardware.
Yeah, I think Alaskan swimmers are probably a whole other breed because I was walking along Abercrombie and I passed some swimmers. I think they're from out of town. They asked me where is a good diving off point for some diving, and I was like, I cannot tell you that. I do not know, and I would not suggest it. But I don't know whether they ever found that point that they could dive from. But would you guys suggest that? Is there a good place to be diving in Abercrombie?
I don't even consider this climate good for swimming, let alone diving. So no.
I would think that too. But they wanted to swim and dive.
I think after some of the cross country races, some of the Kodiak runners dive into Lake Gertrude. There's a point somewhere where you can dive in.
Okay, maybe that's what they meant, and maybe they did not mean a cliff, but I can't be entirely certain about that. So when is the torch run again? It's May 19th?
It'll be May 19th, 10 a.m., and we're going to meet at the downtown Wells Fargo. And if you haven't signed up and just show up at then, we'll get you signed up on scene.
Can people sign up before the event?
Yes, they can. They can go online and sign up. And around town, there are a few of the sheets out. And if they want to contact me at the police department, I can make sure they get a pledge sheet.
Yes, athletes are supposed to be taking pledge sheets around, right?
And, yes.
And getting pledges for this event.
And we did that 2 weekends ago. I believe some of the athletes went around with a couple of my officers on a Saturday morning at some of the businesses to get pledges.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. We're going to transition over to some fun drive stuff in just a second. But first, we're going to play some jazz. So thank you. We've been talking about the Torch Run. We've been speaking with a couple of KPD officers and also Derek Clarkson. So just hold tight. You're listening to Talk of the Rock with your host, Kayla DeRoche. And we are talking about what we have going on right now, which is our fun drive. And we have Marissa Collar-Williams with us here today. Hello, Marissa.
Hi. How are you doing?
Thank you so much for joining us for Talk of the Rock to do more of what you've been doing for 2 days.
Yeah, you know, fun drive time is not always everyone's favorite, but it is a necessary evil, so to speak. All of this money that we're trying to raise goes directly to our programming costs. And we know at the end of the day, like, that's why you're listening, is to hear the things that you love, whether that's Morning Edition or Performance Today. And without your membership dollars, we can't do that. So this spring, we're focusing on Kodiak, really, and how we all contribute to this community to make this village work. And we've heard from a lot of people so far. We heard from Mayor Rohr this morning. We've got some other political figures heading in this afternoon. We've got Mayor Branson at 1, Larry Ledoux, our superintendent, at 2 o'clock, and John Whidden, city councilman, at 3. So we decided to bring in our community leaders to learn more about them. Often we hear them talk about their ideas or the budget or those things sort of ad nauseum, but we don't really know very much about them as community members. And we believe that, you know, we're all people, and at the end of the day, we're just trying to make the world go round and
do the best we can.
Yeah. And so this is an opportunity for us as a community to get to know each other a little more.
And that's Pam Foreman, who is our development guru.
Welcome. Hello, Kayla.
Welcome. And something I love about Fun Drive is that when I come in at 7 a.m., I also get to see Marissa there, and we get to have an awesome banter that mostly involves her speaking to you guys and then me doing the news like 10 minutes later.
Unless I get the timing wrong, and then we have to do more weather on accident. So
yes, which I love and can do for many minutes, yes. As I'm sure everyone knows.
How you fill the airwaves on public radio.
Weather.
Yes.
So we had some great interviews this morning, mm-hmm. and I think, Marissa, you were talking about the ones coming up this afternoon. That should be a lot of fun. And we do have some space available toward the end of the week. If you'd like to come in and talk about what Kodiak means to you, mm-hmm. And how long you've been here, and just some of the things you love about Kodiak and the things you like to do, mm-hmm. or maybe the organizations you're involved in, give us a call here at 486-3181. And we'll get you plugged into a spot that we have a little later in the week, like Thursday and Friday, I think, in particular. Tomorrow, mm-hmm. it's pretty good. There might be a spot here or there. But while you're listening this afternoon, did you talk about the art package? I'm sorry, I just walked
no,
in.
No, we didn't. I was just going to say, this is also an opportunity if you're involved in any kind of like grassroots types things. Mm-hmm. We would love to hear about that. Alex Artinger will be in here tomorrow to talk about her Islandology initiative, kind of a shop local thing. So anything along those lines that make our community more sustainable, as the cliches mm-hmm. has been thrown around, we would love to hear about it.
And so this is a talk show, so I'm gonna put you guys on the spot.
Okay.
And ask you guys, what do you love about Kodiak? I want to hear why you guys are still here.
Pam, you've been here longer.
I've been here longer. I'm older. I love the sense of community. Even when we have divisive moments in this community, which we are a fairly opinionated group of people, and we have a lot of divisive moments, we still are a community that reaches out a helping hand and help each other when people have trouble. We have a wonderful surrounding that we live in, and I think the opportunities to enjoy that outdoor, ocean, mountain, whatever, forest experience is just incredible, that it's right out your back door. And the fact that then you have this wonderful community within which to live is pretty cool. And I've lived here long enough to know that when I go back outside, I really can't wait to get home. I can't wait to get home. Mm-hmm. So that's what I like.
I always feel better coming back to Kodiak, even when I go just to Anchorage. Kodiak is a special place in Alaska. I feel mm-hmm. like we are really lucky here in mm-hmm. our community. And it always feels good to come back to this town.
I agree.
There's also something about there not being anyone at the airport. You know, after, especially if you've been traveling a long time where, like, you know, you're going through these huge security lines or you're waiting in line for a cup of coffee and there's a ton of people. And it's really refreshing to get off the plane. And it's just a lovely, quiet little airport. And you just walk right out to your car and you go home.
Yep.
And
yep.
That's one of the things that I like about Kodiak.
I like that 50-50 gamble of whether you're actually going to leave Kodiak. That's always fun. Stay here forever?
Yes.
Great.
I don't know. You know, I've been here for almost 30 years now, and my percentage is much better for being able to leave and to get in than it is that I've been stuck. So when you spread it out over the years, it's pretty good. So.
Mitch and I just went to a press conference in Anchorage in mm-hmm. order to get better at doing what we're doing here. When we tried to get back, there was apparently some pretty rough weather. We did make it back. I think we chose the exact right flight.
I think you mm-hmm. did, too. I think that might have been the only flight that made it in that day.
So my choices were amazing, as it turns out. Glad to know this. Perfect for Kodiak. Mm-hmm. I've also had pretty good success so far making it out and in mm-hmm. to town. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, our one of the bands that played here for Twang this weekend actually got stuck because they chose to stay. You know, they were excited about coming to Kodiak, so they chose to stay all day on Sunday so they could do some touring around and some hiking and have some fun. And then they were on that last flight, and it didn't leave. So I got a text late Sunday night. We're still here. Like, okay, but they got out the next morning on the jet, so it was okay. Mm-hmm. They had fun.
Right. And you guys are going to have fun this afternoon speaking with all kinds of community members. Mm-hmm.
That is true. I think you have a variety of hosts, too. Mike is going to speak with Mayor Branson, and Danielle is interviewing Larry Ledoux, and then I'll be talking with John Wooden. So you'll have variety all around this mm-hmm. afternoon. Hope you tune in. And most importantly, we hope that you also pledge. If you're listening and enjoying what you're hearing, or that you listen to the local news throughout the week, throughout the year, we need your support. 486-3181 or kmxt.org.
And the next pledge here, after the 1 o'clock break, the next pledge will win an art package that we put together. We have a Sally Troxell original quilt, a fairly sizable one. Uh-huh. We've got a Brianna Gibbs original hand lettering textbook, as well as an art lesson with Bonnie Dillard that she donated.
Which is really cool.
It's a pretty awesome package.
It's just very cool.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
if you have artistic talents, and
or
you
want
are,
them.
Or want them, yes, would like to learn them, then you can give us a call between 1 and 3, and the first pledge that calls in during that time frame gets that package.
Yeah, I saw the workbook from Brianna. Mm-hmm. It's an elegant collection yeah. of pages.
Yeah, of yes. all handwritten. She does some amazing stuff, just calligraphy.
Yeah, she's
stuff,
talented.
Which is very
yeah.
cool.
Mm-hmm. So 486-3181 is the number to call here after our station break at 1 o'clock.
Which is about 4 minutes away, 3 minutes away now. So, well, being a senior, I just completely lost whatever I was going to say. So
don't let Mike hear you use that word.
But you should donate to keep me and Mitch employed and delivering you your news every day.
Well, and it's local news, and it's the cost of programming that goes up. Mm-hmm. It's the keeping all of the equipment running here that keeps that programming coming to you is a significant cost. We've had, I think over the last year, just in computer equipment and different technical equipment, engineering equipment that we need, and well over $20,000 this year mm-hmm. that we've had to spend on that stuff. Programming is going up $3,500 this year.
Mm-hmm. We're trying to change our streaming services to
yep,
provide that.
Yep, and that's and we've actually had a specific fundraiser for that, which mm-hmm. we thank everybody who donated to that. Mm-hmm. And you can help us reach the rest of the way to get that happening. So mm-hmm. You can do that by, in fact, stop by, have a cup of coffee with us this afternoon. We'd love to see you. Mm-hmm. Or you can call us at 486-3181.
All right. Well, we have just a couple of minutes left. And you guys are the most consistent aspect of public radio for us. You keep us going no matter what happens. It's the listeners who keep us providing news and music and a variety of NPR programming. And mm-hmm. We want to hear what your opinions are. We want to hear how you feel about the news and what you want to hear from us. So you can reach out to the news department.
Or the Community Advisory Board. They have a meeting yeah. tonight, and they do most of our programming.
That's right.
5:30 tonight, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely a way to participate. This is one of the last few things where you really, as a member, get to have a voice. Not one of the last few, but...
Well, in public media.
Yeah.
In media, it's a great way to have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. So we're going to pass this right along to the next bit of KMXT programming.
It would be Pat Branson and Mike Wall, so put your seatbelt on.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.